Credit to the players. Everyone's probably 9 out of 10 today. We put Leeds on the back foot right from the word go. I was a little bit disappointed Liam Palmer didn't make it 3-0 at half time. The most important thing then is to say to the players at half time, look, I'm sure Brian will be getting into his lads, he'll make changes. We've got to carry on the same intensity and the tempo that's got us into a 2-0 lead, and credit to the players that did that.
It's one of those days, isn't it, when it wasn't just your work rate that was top notch, the football you played was very good as well.
Yeah, again, like I said to the players every day, the harder you work, probably the luckier you get, and if you don't work hard, you're not going to get that little bit of luck. There might be a couple of goals that we earned a little bit of luck through. I think Chris Maguire's got a deflection. I don't know if Reader's maybe got a deflection or such. Like I keep saying to the players, you give 100%, work your socks off, you will get the breaks. And the pleasing thing again is the goals were shared around the team. And then young Lavery's come on and he's got two for himself as well.
How important was it to get that second? Because you dominated the first half, to go in with a better advantage than just 1-0. They'd have probably gone in at half-time thinking we're still in this. But at 2-0, did that maybe sort of change the game a little bit?
Well, just from my own experiences, I know that sometimes coming in, 2-0 is a dangerous scoreline. And I just know at half-time, Brian will be getting into his team. And like I think he's brought the boy Big Boy Smith on, who didn't have to stay on the pitch that long. But are going to go a bit more direct as such. So the most important thing is to say to the players, we haven't won anything yet. And there's another 45 minutes to go, so we've got to keep at that same intensity. The work rate that the boys have put in, and pleasing thing was the clean sheet. On the back of probably my two centre-halves getting two early bookings as well, which I was a little bit nervous as well.
And you've scored lots of goals today, but that is important, that clean sheet. 4 clean sheets in the last 6. Before that, you've not been able to get one here at Sheffield Wednesday. How important is that?
Well, great for confidence, great for Chris Kirkland, great for the back four. Again, I'm a believer in you defend with the 11 and you attack with the 11, and every department did the job. I thought the back four were fantastic. The lads in midfield did a great job, and I'm pleased for Atty getting his goal as well.
Because people will focus on the attacking side of things, but Lee and Semedo were sublime today, weren't they?
It would probably be difficult to pick a man of the match out of them too. I thought they ran and bossed the show. They played forward, they got forward. And they won every second ball, and credit to the two boys as well.
Just a word on Semedo, because last season he wasn't in the team and it looked like, you know, maybe, you know, his career here had stalled a little bit, but he's come back into the side this year and he's becoming an integral player, isn't he?
Semi's a fantastic professional. Again, he trains 100% every day. You get what you see on the football pitch. He might not be able to pick out the devastating pass as such, but what he does, him and Kieran complement each other very well. Kieran's picked out 2 passes today for the 2 goals, which one for Reader and one for Atty. And what Semi does all the ugly side. Semi puts his foot in, breaks things up and keeps it simple.
You can't stop Conor Wickham scoring at the moment, can you?
No, you can't. And I said to him, keep going at half-time, you'll get your goal. And great he did, because again, he's put an unbelievable shift in as well. I can't enjoy it very much now because I'm going to be very boring. Now we're going to get the team ready for Macclesfield on Tuesday.
Tell me about Caelan Lavery's impact as well, because it was an opportunity for him, you know, Leeds down to 10 men in that situation, to go on and get a goal. He gets one great 50-yard run and a finish, and then perhaps the pick of the bunch to finish it at 6-0.
He can finish the boy in that. We just let him go out to Plymouth on loan, just again that valuable experience. He's moved on from development football now. He needs to be playing first team football, and I just felt today he's got legs and he can stretch teams, he can get in behind and he plays on people's shoulders. But what he is doing, he's got an all round finish and he scores ugly goals as well. And I think you probably see that his first goal was probably an ugly goal. We all thought, is he going to hit the post and come out? But it's hit the post and gone in for him. But credit to the boy, he's a good finisher, works his socks off, and that'll give him a lot of confidence as well.
Has he got a big future?
I think so. Again, he can learn from Connor, he can learn from Atty. He's one of these players that, as a defender, you don't like playing against because he's always putting you under pressure.
How much will it mean to the staff and the players to give the fans of this club a day to remember? Because they'll be talking about this one for a while.
Well, I suppose when it's live on TV as well, that's a bonus as well. Like I say, it's down to the players to lift the crowd. The intensity and the tempo that we started at, you could see we got the crowd up for it and we've got Leeds on the back foot. And to get 6 goals at home is fantastic as well.
You've got to get the job now, haven't you?
Well, I'd hope so. At the end of the day, it's not my decision. It's down to the chairman. After I've dealt with all you guys, the press, and obviously I'll sit down with the chairman. But I would have thought it's very difficult not to give me the job.
But I mean, you must feel confident, can't you? When you couldn't have asked for more today. If it was ever going to come down, I'm not sure if it did come down to this game or not. But if it was, for the team to play like that and get a big win against Leeds, it's gone perfectly for you.
It's gone a perfect day again. Again, I've been in the game long enough. It can go the other way at times. No, very rare these days to win 6-0 at home with a fantastic performance. Home fans going home happy, players happy, and hopefully the chairman's happy.
And just finally, you know, to come in with the club 6 points adrift of safety and now to be sort of moving forward, are you starting to look upwards and saying, you know, let's start looking at teams above us and trying to catch them up and moving up this table now? Because when you came in, it was very much get out the bottom three. Can you afford to look forward now?
Yeah, I'm a great believer. Always look upwards. Don't be looking over your shoulder. If we keep producing performances like that, we'll definitely climb up the league.